commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Mudarrisi, and we shall now examine more closely the message delivered by our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, on the occasion of the 37th anniversary of the demise of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and the anniversary of Eid Ghadir. In the final part of the beginning part of the message, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei says that this verse, "Antaqumu lillah mathna wa furada," served as the opening to the first message and stands as one of the oldest documents in which that unparalleled figure, righteous servant, the great spirit of our age and time, the great leader of the revolution and founder of the Islamic Republic, invited the Iranian nation to rise up for God. Yes, Qiyam Lillah is the foundation of Imam Khomeini's school of thought. Now, this message, having this part in it, constitutes theoretical strategic statements that actually reframes Imam Khomeini as not merely a historical figure, but as a great spirit and a righteous servant of God. How? The one whose personality and thought contain dimensions that remain insufficiently explored. This part of the message actually presents rising for God, Qiyam Lillah, as the central theory of the Imam school of thought and grounds this principle explicitly in the Quran, understands the history of the Islamic Revolution as a chain of divinely inspired awakenings, the latest link of which is the participation of tens of millions of people following the martyrdom of the leader. And this is what transforming mournings into mass mobilizations and collective awakenings. This is what is making people seek to turn the loss of the martyred Imam into an opportunity for the renewed consolidation of rising for God and Qiyam Lillah within society. This is the strategic point. The strategic point is that one of the most important pillars of the people's awakening is the pursuit of retribution for the martyred Imam, which must be seriously pursued and demanded. Elsewhere, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, in other messages, has clearly mentioned this fact that people are following, and this awakening of the people is in the pursuit of retribution for the martyred Imam and those who are being martyred. Moreover, in connection with this issue, it should be recognized that the next stage in the intensification of this popular awakening came with the funeral procession of the supreme leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Husseini Khamenei, our martyred Imam. We saw how important it was. We saw how that occasion constituted an unprecedented manifestation of the mobilization and awakening of the Muslim people of Iran and even the people of the resistance front in all of the countries of the resistance front, indeed of the entire Islamic world. It is therefore essential to have more plans for these unrepeatable opportunities from now on.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all